This morning's reading is taken from Psalm 102, reading verses 25 to 27, and is taken from the New International Reader's Version. In the beginning, you made the earth secure. You placed it on its foundations. Your hands created the heavens. They will pass away, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a piece of clothing. You will make them like clothes that are taken off and thrown away. But you remain the same. Your years will never end.
Let's pray as we think about the character of God together. Father God, we thank you for who you are, and we want to understand more about you. So please speak to us through your word. Help me as I explain things that we might grow in our understanding of you and what you're like today. Amen. So I said at the beginning that this term, or over the course of this year, and together at 10 services, we're going to be thinking about the character or the qualities of God and what he's like. You know, people have different types of qualities, different types of characteristics, don't they? Let's have a look up at the screen. People have some physical characteristics. You get tall people and you get short people. You have people who have blue eyes, brown eyes, different coloured eyes. You have people who have big muscles or people who have small muscles. You get different kinds of physical qualities, characteristics in us all. But people have other qualities and characteristics, like their personality. So people might be quite outgoing, others might be more quiet and shy and reserved. You might have somebody who's very serious and then someone else who's kind of funny. You might have somebody who is very musical and then you might get somebody else who's particularly sporty. We all have different kinds of personalities, different physical characteristics, different personality characteristics. And also we have different character characteristics. And we can share some of these together, can't we? Sometimes we can be particularly helpful characters. Sometimes we can be unhelpful. We might be honest or dishonest. We can be generous or selfish. These are different qualities that we can all share in different ways for the good or for the better. Now I wonder, what are some of the characters or characteristics or qualities that you think you have? What are some of the characteristics or qualities that you think you have? What do you think you're good at? What do you like? What words would describe you? Juniper, can you...
What are you good at?
Well, that's okay, she can be good at that. Do you want to say that loud in the microphone?
Colouring.
Okay, you like colouring, so that's a quality that you're good at, colouring. Anything else that you think you're good at that you want to tell everybody about? Doesn't have to be a child, can be anybody. Elijah, and then we'll come to Eli.
Rhythm, I'm rhythmic.
You're rhythmic, so you're one of these sort of musical sort of people, and you can get good rhythm, you dance well, don't you? Eli, what were you going to say? Oh, I like that, what was that? Go on.
No. Being cheeky,
yeah. I think the rest of us will agree there. And you, Scarlett, what's one of your qualities?
Well, every day.
She's good at dancing.
Dancing. She was actually going to say the memory verse then as well. She said, whatever you do, whether in word or deed. Good stuff. We've all got different qualities, different characteristics. Okay. Well, we're going to be thinking about God's characteristics. What are God's special qualities? There are some things that the Bible says that God shares with us, like the fact that God is good, he's loving, he's just, he's truthful. We can be those things too. Of course, God is all those things perfectly, but we can share those characteristics. But God also has unique qualities, qualities that none of us share at all. And we're going to be thinking about one of those this morning, and that is that our God is a God who does not change. Not one little bit. God, the Bible says, is the unchanging God. Do you know, I love the way Andrew Wilson puts this in his book. I just want you to, I'm going to read a bit of this man's book to you now, and I just want you to follow what I'm saying. So I want you to sit, he says, try sitting completely still. So all of you sit completely still. You're not allowed to move anything except your eyes. Okay? Now he says, almost everything about you is changing right now, even as you sit completely still. As you sit completely still, your body is changing. As every second you produce 25 million new cells. And your brain processes 100 million new pieces of information. Your location is changing at a rate of 66,000 miles per hour, along with the rest of the large lump of rock we call Earth. This lump of rock is itself changing all the time, with the Earth's crust continually moving, continents changing shape, and Mount Everest growing 5 centimetres every year. The sun, probably the largest and most steady object you know anything about, is changing rather more dramatically. It is now 50 million tons lighter than it was when I started reading this paragraph. Everything changes. I know it's hard to believe, but I used to have brown hair. You see, everything changes. There was a time when my face didn't wrinkle like it does now. Everything changes, absolutely everything changes except God. In that passage that Marion read to us, twice it said, these other things pass away, but you, that's God, remain. You remain the same. The psalmist didn't know anywhere near as much about the world as we do today, but he knew that all of creation changes. The creation won't last forever. The earth will wear out, the sky with all its stars and planets. They change all the time. But God, on the other hand, God always remains the same. Which is why Malachi, the last prophet in the Old Testament, says, I am the Lord, I do not change. In the words of our opening hymn, we blossom and flourish like leaves on a tree, then wither and perish, but naught, that's nothing, changes thee. That's God. We change, everything changes, but God remains the same. Now I wonder, have you ever got better at something? Have you ever got better at something, you know, like catching a ball or writing your name or something? Connie, what have you got better at? Football. Do you want to say that again?
Football.
Football. You got better at football. So originally when you start playing football, you know, you sort of get the ball and then you maybe trip over or you kick in. It doesn't go where you want it to go, but you get better over time. Who else has got better at something that they want to tell us? Something they've been learning. Rosamond.
Cooking.
Cooking. She's got better at cooking over time. Very good sausage rolls she does. Very good sausage rolls indeed. There's all sorts of things, aren't there, that we change in terms of the things that we learn. We can grow in our understanding of things and our abilities. But you know, God, he doesn't need to get better at anything. Why? Because he's already the best. He's already the best at everything. God cannot get more loving, for example, because he never changes. He is perfectly loving. You can't get any more loving than God truly is, because he is true love. So God can't get better at anything because he does not change. I wonder, have you ever changed your mind about something? You know, when I was younger, I used to love playing football. I thought football was the best sport ever. But then I discovered windsurfing. Oh, the best sport. I changed my mind. Has anyone here changed their mind about anything ever? What have you changed your mind about, Juniper? Tell us.
Have good writing.
So you've changed your mind about your writing. Yeah, now you know you have good writing, and once you thought it wasn't so good. Okay, so you changed your mind about your own abilities. Good. Anything else where people have really changed their mind about something in life? Anyone else? No? Nope. Thank you, Eli, for confirmation. Time to move on. Thank you. You see, sometimes it's okay to change our mind. And there's all sorts of things that it's okay to change in our thinking. But, you know, sometimes that can be really frustrating. Lydia White, in her book about God's character, gives an illustration of this. Imagine how confusing it would be if yesterday your school teacher told you to raise your hand when you wanted to say something in class, and then today she tells you just to shout your answers out, and then tomorrow says, I don't want anyone to talk at all. What I want you to do is write your questions or answers down on a piece of paper and hold it up. I mean, you'd be so confused. You'd want your teacher to stop changing her mind. But you know, God is not confusing. Because he does not change, it means he never changes his mind. And that means you always know what God is like, and you always know what he wants you to do. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You always know where you are with God. And because of that, it means that you can trust him completely. It means God can always be relied upon because he will always be exactly as he has always been. And because God is unchanging, it means that his word, the Bible, the things he tells us about himself, the things he tells us about the way we should live, they're exactly the same as they've always been. God hasn't changed his mind on anything that he's written for us in the Bible. Which is why we can trust what he says about himself, what he says about the world, what he says about you and me, and how we can be friends with him through Jesus. We can trust also all his precious promises. Because God will never change from being the truthful and faithful God. And so he will fulfill every promise he's ever made. You see, God's unchanging character is truly wonderful. It's one of the reasons why God deserves all our praise and all our worship, because he is unchanging.